Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu pierwszego.
Text 1. One day after leaving the supermarket, I returned to my car only to find that my car keys and phone were locked inside. A cyclist stopped and asked what was wrong. I explained my situation and added that even if I could call my wife, she wouldn't be able to bring me her car keys. She was looking after our baby. The cyclist handed me his mobile phone and suggested I should call my wife and tell her that he was coming for the keys. I did what he'd suggested, but made it clear to him that it was a long trip. The cyclist said he needed the exercise, and off he went. He returned with the keys after an hour. I thanked him and wanted to give him some money, but he refused to accept it.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
One day after leaving the supermarket, I returned to my car only to find that my car keys and phone were locked inside. A cyclist stopped and asked what was wrong. I explained my situation and added that even if I could call my wife, she wouldn't be able to bring me her car keys. She was looking after our baby. The cyclist handed me his mobile phone and suggested I should call my wife and tell her that he was coming for the keys. I did what he'd suggested, but made it clear to him that it was a long trip. The cyclist said he needed the exercise, and off he went. He returned with the keys after an hour. I thanked him and wanted to give him some money, but he refused to accept it.
Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu drugiego.
Text 2.
Recently, an unexpected visitor turned up at a grocery store near Lake Tahoe. A video on the internet from the shop's camera shows a bear entering the store, grabbing a bag of crisps and leaving. Another video shows a bear at the same shop 2 days later carrying a small plastic cup of yogurt in its mouth. Was this the second visit by the same bear, or were these two different bears? We can't be sure. The story may sound funny, but in fact it should remind us that when we are camping in bear territory, we must not leave food in places where bears can find it. Because if they start eating human food, they may lose their natural fear of people.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Recently, an unexpected visitor turned up at a grocery store near Lake Tahoe. A video on the internet from the shop's camera shows a bear entering the store, grabbing a bag of crisps and leaving. Another video shows a bear at the same shop 2 days later carrying a small plastic cup of yogurt in its mouth. Was this the second visit by the same bear, or were these two different bears? We can't be sure. The story may sound funny, but in fact it should remind us that when we are camping in bear territory, we must not leave food in places where bears can find it. Because if they start eating human food, they may lose their natural fear of people.
Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu trzeciego.
Text 3. Good morning. Welcome to the world of glasses. Would you like to see our eye doctor?
No, thanks. I'm just looking for sunglasses.
Okay, let me help you choose the best pair.
Oh, thanks. There are so many options to choose from.
Well, obviously, you want the best pair for your face. The general rule is that the shape of your sunglasses should be the opposite of the shape of your face.
Really?
Yes. Your face is round. What you need are rectangular sunglasses which will make your face look longer. Here, try these.
Wow, you're right. I look great in them.
And there's a special offer on this brand. Two for the price of one.
I only need one pair. But hold on, can I buy the second pair for my husband?
Yes, that's no problem.
Let me show you a photo of him. I have one on my phone. Here it is.
His face is definitely triangular. But he has a beard, so rectangular glasses will work for him as well. But they need to be larger than yours. Look at these.
I think he might like them. So I'll take both. I'll surprise him when I get home. Thanks so much for your help.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Good morning. Welcome to the world of glasses. Would you like to see our eye doctor?
No, thanks. I'm just looking for sunglasses.
Okay, let me help you choose the best pair.
Oh, thanks. There are so many options to choose from.
Well, obviously, you want the best pair for your face. The general rule is that the shape of your sunglasses should be the opposite of the shape of your face.
Really?
Yes. Your face is round. What you need are rectangular sunglasses which will make your face look longer. Here, try these.
Wow, you're right. I look great in them.
And there's a special offer on this brand. Two for the price of one.
I only need one pair. But hold on, can I buy the second pair for my husband?
Yes, that's no problem.
Let me show you a photo of him. I have one on my phone. Here it is.
His face is definitely triangular. But he has a beard, so rectangular glasses will work for him as well. But they need to be larger than yours. Look at these.
I think he might like them. So I'll take both. I'll surprise him when I get home. Thanks so much for your help.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.